Hey, this is JP Nerman. You're listening to Culture Builders number 130, See People as People. So today's episode's another excerpt from my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership, which if you haven't already, be sure to go to thriveonchallenge.com and order. The books are shipping. Some of the first copies of the book will be delivered in the next few days here. Today's episode comes from chapter 16, where the main character, Daniel, is actually spending some time with his mentor, and they're really thinking and talking about his beliefs and his behaviors. Daniel picked up John in his truck to head to a nearby park for their weekly walk. This had become a ritual for the two of them, and Daniel looked forward to not just the mandatory physical exercise, but also the mental stretch. John pushed him, intentionally or otherwise, to question his belief system and completely survey how he reacted to particularly challenging situations. Traffic was horrible this Saturday afternoon, and Daniel was getting frustrated quickly. Nobody was letting him in as he tried to pull onto the main road. John looked on as Daniel's anxiety and aggression simultaneously rose. An elderly lady finally slowed down, waving him in. Daniel gestured and half shouted a thank you from his car, appreciative that she had let him in. A few minutes later, he got stuck on a one-lane road behind a slow driver. This proved too much for him to handle. "Come on, come on, come on. What's this person's deal? He's going 10 under the speed limit. You've got to be kidding me." Daniel tailed the person in an effort to encourage him to speed up. Finally, the person turned right, allowing Daniel to pass. As he passed by, he honked his horn at the old man to voice his displeasure. They arrived at the park, and Daniel abruptly pulled into a parking spot, showing a sense of relief that they had made it there. He was noticeably perturbed and felt a sense of shame for acting the way he did in front of John. "Chalk it up to one more thing I have to work on," he silently thought to himself. As they started their walk through the park, Daniel shared his anxiety about the start of the 3 weeks of summer basketball. "Summer practices have never gone well. Kids have always been lazy, and I can never seem to get anything out of them." John slowed his walk, looked at Daniel, and asked, "When you were driving earlier, did you see people or objects?" "I don't know what you mean." "The car in front of you. The car's blocking your path. Did you see that as an object in the road? Or did you see the people in the cars?" I guess I just saw the car." "Are your needs more important than the needs of others? Are you the only one that's in a hurry to get somewhere? This is an important lens through which we view people in the world. People or objects. Let's sit down for a few minutes and look deeper into this concept." John directed them to a bench on the path. They sat down, and John shifted his body in Daniel's direction. "Get out your pen and notebook. I want you to write down the name of every player on your team." Daniel followed John's orders. After a few moments, he had an extensive list of 12 players on the piece of aligned paper. "Now write down the first word that comes to your mind when you think of this person." John spent the next 2 minutes writing, and after he finished, John said, "Read me those words." Daniel sighed and then read the following words: "Lazy, entitled, silly, fake, goofy, cold, unrealistic, leader, soft, ungrateful, relaxed, apathetic. I call this the heart posture test. How do you view others? If you believe people are lazy or entitled, you're going to do things and look for things that will validate the way you see them. We have to change the way we view others. Until you change your heart posture and see people as people, value them for the good in them, you will be a transactional coach." "So now I have to retrain my heart?" "You betcha." John and Daniel got up to walk again. As they walked through the park on the cobblestone path, Daniel noticed kids playing with their parents and tons of people running or bicycling through the park. After a short walk, they came upon a football field. John asked, "You know who Vince Lombardi was?" "Absolutely. I'm a huge Green Bay Packers fan." "One of the most famous talks he ever gave to his team, mind you. This was a group of professional male athletes. Started by asking, 'What is the meaning of love?' And he went on to say, 'Anybody can love something that is beautiful or smart or agile. You will never know love until you can love something that isn't beautiful, isn't bright, isn't glamorous. It takes a special person to love something unattractive, someone unknown. That is the test of love. Everybody can love someone's strengths and good looks, but can you accept someone for his inabilities? The truth is, Daniel, I want to help you develop and improve on your leadership tactics as a coach. But if you don't change the way you see people, you will just be using them to fulfill your own needs. People fail as leaders, even with all the tricks from leadership books, because the people they lead can see past their motivational tricks. They can sense and feel a leader's heart posture. If you don't prove to them you care for them as people first, you'll never get anywhere in your profession. You can compliment them or feed them lines all day long, but people have a way of sensing if you are real or not. It's up to you to find that internal love and project it to the external world. No one can do it but you. And if you choose not to, then good luck in trying to get these kids to get you a bottle of water, nonetheless playing their hearts out for you. Daniel's shoulders dropped, knowing John was spot on with his remarks. I can get so focused on treating the people the way I think they deserve to be treated, instead of doing what I know great leaders do, treat people better than they think they deserve to be treated. It's a huge problem for me, and I'm sure they see right through my BS. As John and Daniel headed back to the car, John reminded him, if we withdraw our love based on what they do, that is transactional leadership. We need them to know they are loved, not just hear it. Love them for who they are, not what they do. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please support not just this podcast, but support my book by going to thriveonchallenge.com and ordering your book, your edition, your copy of Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership.